While President Bush was asking the Europeans for help with Iraq today, insurgents there staged more attacks and kidnapped more foreigners. 17 people were killed when an explosion shook the Shiite city of Hilla, south of Baghdad, this evening. Dozens more were wounded. The victims are believed to be Iraqi civilians. Earlier, Al Jazeera television received a video of three Turkish workers who had been kidnapped. Militants led by Abu Musab al-Zarqawi issued a statement saying they would behead the captives unless Turkish firms and contractors leave Iraq within 72 hours. Al Jazeera was the first station to receive the video of the South Korean citizen beheaded last week in Iraq. Also today in Bakuba, insurgents targeted the offices of two political parties, a police station and a government building. And fighters ambushed and killed two Iraqi National Guardsmen in the city of Mahmoudiya. And in the Kurdish city of Erbil, a car bomb injured an official in the pro-American Kurdistan Democratic Party. Guerrillas have been staging increasingly well-coordinated and deadly attacks as the U.S. prepares to transfer political power to the new Iraqi government on Wednesday.